The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, February the 6th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Valuable Waterfront Property. And the time is 2:58 in the afternoon here in London, making it 9:58 in the morning on the East Coast of America and 6:58 in the morning on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Now, the Thursday shows are always later because I have been at my mum's this morning, still doing things with her affairs. And I've also noticed that they tend to be a bit low energy because I've got so much catching up to do. I kind of try and rush through it and my heart's not in it as it should be. I've not been happy with a couple of them, so I've taken note of that. And I think that today will be far better and worth, I hope, waiting around for it because I have a lot more information for you. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. As usual, I went over to the Victor Hugo BitChute channel, and then when I was listening to one of his shows, he mentioned that he put all his shows on Brighteon as well. So I went over to brighteon.com, and they're better to download if you're just interested in the audio, because you can just download the MP3. It's a great little feature. Only ftjmedia.com offer it that I know of. So you don't have to download a video and then convert it with Format Factory into an MP3, things like that. So I did look at his Brighteon page earlier, and he did, it mirrored what was on the BitChute page. But then when I went back a day or two, there was a couple of things on his BitChute that he didn't put on his Brighteon. So I'll try running the two of them in tandem. Hopefully he will end up putting everything on Brighteon he does on BitChute, so I don't have to look at both of them each day. Let's see, what else have I got here? The Sane Asylum, again on ftjmedia.com. That is a show with Giuseppe and Scorpio, since they started working together again. And I've also got a Reese report. This is called Trump claims US will take ownership of Palestine. That's the usual 5-minute video from the Reese Report channel on rumble.com. And then Jeff Rentz did a couple of shows he was talking about with Don Jeffries. I'm all over the place at the moment. Oh no, it's not going very well. And these are about hidden images in films. And the second hour of yesterday's show at rents.com, I'm not sure if it's behind the paywall or not, called 95 Years of Motion Picture History. He's talking about things that you see in films almost as if they were put there with a message. He's got a guy called Steve Weston on and Don Jeffries in the first hour, and then just Steve Weston, who's been looking at all these films, in the second. I was listening to it on the way home in the car, and it's one of these things where he directs you to all these images on the website, so you really have to listen to it while looking at the website for it to actually make sense. So I'm going to hopefully get round to doing that later. And I think that that's pretty much everything that I got from yesterday. Okay, so let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So these I'm going to run through are the articles I got from yesterday lunchtime off the Daily Mail website. Okay, so the first one, headline, just waiting for it to load up, how Jared Kushner praised Gaza's very valuable waterfront property a year before Donald Trump's bold plan to turn region into Middle East Riviera. And incidentally, it's from that headline. Not so much the headline. I was aware of the Jared Kushner statement back. I didn't know. So I presume it was a year ago. That's what they're saying. I know it was a while ago. Surprised to see the Daily Mail running this story. But then again, we've talked about this crossover between what's going out in the independent stroke alternative media and the mainstream media. Next, we have a headline, golfer thrown out of her royal club for cheating in tournament sues for more than £37,000 over claims of race discrimination. And then father of Irish teacher imprisoned for refusing to call a boy a girl, blasts disgraceful guard eye, that's the police force, I believe, in Ireland, for abusing his family as he's released from prison after 45 days. So, it's amazing this, isn't it? This guy doesn't agree with this agenda that's been foisted upon his country in the only in recent years, and he's expected to change his whole tradition and his whole way he was brought up, and also change his father's beliefs in order to stay free in what's supposed to be a democratic society. And I agree with his father, it is disgraceful. Okay, so the next one I have is a GP who plotted to sell fake COVID vaccination certificates for patients who had not had the jab is banned for 12 months. And finally, from yesterday lunchtime, this is an update on the situation in the Congo. Hundreds of women are raped, then burned alive after rebel group breaks into prison and forces its way into female ward. Astonishing. The evil that is going on over there. Okay, so this lunchtime, I was going through the Daily Mail again for tomorrow's show, but as I've got all the stories now, let's run through them now. So I got these about 3 hours ago. I started looking at the website just after midday. It's now just after 3 p.m. So the first one I've got for you is drug dealing couple, age 30 and 32, who masterminded enterprise selling cocaine, ketamine and ecstasy, are spared jail to look after their baby son. So that's used to do a spared jail section on the Limey's show. I still keep my eyes open for those stories. Again, these are all Daily Mail. Pakistani asylum seeker is awarded £100,000 payout after complaining she was treated like a criminal when she overstayed in Britain. And next we have I've emailed these all individually to myself, so I'm having to go into each email to get them out. Elon Musk wades into Sweden's shooting debate by reposting claim the legacy media has been silent about the massacre, which has made headlines around the world. And then we've got this one. Stephen Pollard. It's hard to overstate the bravery and sheer strategic genius of this revolutionary idea for Gaza from Trump. Okay, moving on to, still on the subject of Gaza. Ireland and Spain must take displaced Gazans, Israel says, following their false claims about the IDF military operation. And I noticed this in the article. When asked who ought to take in the Palestinian people, Israeli Defence Minister Israel Katz said it should be countries who have opposed Israel's military operations in Gaza, including Spain, Ireland and Norway. Let's move on to the next one, which is about the Green Party. Green Party suspends D-Day hero, 100 years old, who said some men become trans women just to win at sport and that he would reveal people behind disciplinary decisions. Well, shall I tell you folks how you can determine if what he says is correct or not? have a look at the amount of trans women there are competing in women's sports, and the amount of women who've become men to become trans men that are competing in men's sports, and see if you can see any differences in the numbers. And then you'll be able to work out if what this guy has to say has any validity or not. Very simple, that one. Okay, and the next one. Apparently Black Sabbath are reforming for a one-off concert at Aston Villa Park. They were from Birmingham, so that is where Aston Villa Football Club is located. Headline, Sharon Osbourne says husband Ozzy is struggling to walk as he battles Parkinson's ahead of final Black Sabbath show, and reveals which star and his floppy-arsed wife are banned from attending. Well, if you just look at Sharon Osbourne's face in this article, I wouldn't be making comments about other people's wives when you look at how she's looking at the moment, and that could be years of plastic surgery, or it could be something else that's coming out. We just don't know. But certainly I wouldn't be poking fun at other people's appearance if I was Sharon Osbourne. Okay, we move on to disbelief as animal charity funded by the taxpayer partners with furry event where people will wear themed erotica and fetish suits. So these are these furries that I've heard about out of America. I've not seen them or heard of them in this country, but clearly it's been going on. And the event, it's from a charity called Saving Wildcats, a collaboration between the Royal Zoological Society of Scotland and the Scottish National Party government agencies such as Nature Scot, which is the official charity of Scott Eacon. That's what it says in the headline, or sorry, in the article rather. So I've only got a couple of them left for you. And this is an update on what I said about the Congo from yesterday. This is this lunchtime. Rwanda-backed rebels flout ceasefire by rampaging through Congo as death toll nears 3,000, including scores of female prisoners who were raped and burned alive with their children, with international arrest warrant issued against leader. And something came to mind on, I believe it was yesterday's show, I made the comment that I had turned off a Mike Adams show with, Michael Yon. I could remember the Yon, I couldn't remember the first name, Michael Yon, because only a few minutes in and he started blaming immigration on the Chinese. Well, when I asked Dr. Peter Hammond on our Tuesday show about who he believes is behind what's really going on in the Congo, trying to seize the mineral, he believes they're trying to cause problems to get hold of the mineral wealth, etc., and he seemed to believe that China was involved. So I do recognize that. No one's written in and accused me of hypocrisy, but I did sort of see that. Peter gave his reasons why in his answer. I just feel that when we look at the subject of immigration and we see who's historically been behind that, it's not been the Chinese, certainly in all the things that I've read over the years on that topic. And then finally, this is a headline. Oh, I don't know how I got that one. Sorry, that's let's try that again. I don't know why it took me to there. I might not know. It's the story's gone. But basically, someone had their phone stolen, and the police are not able to give it back after they recovered it, because the person who stole it had used it, and therefore it had some of their data on it. And by giving the phone back to the person who owned it, they would breach the thief's data protection rights. And when I click on the headline here now, it just takes me to the Daily Mail front page. So the story certainly has been scrapped under this link. I'll give you the full title it gave me in the subject of my email when I emailed it to myself. Insanity as police refuse to give stolen phone back to its owner because the thief had used it, so it now contained his private information. So there you go. That is the up to date from yesterday and this lunchtime. So we'll have to think of something else, or I'll have to think of something else to talk about in this section of the show for you tomorrow, or we might just blitz through and do a quicker show. So on that note, I'll still go over to the mainstream news and see what's going on at the moment in AP.com. We won't bother with Daily Mail because I've just been through them in the last couple of hours. The top headline on APnews.com is Federal Workers Debate Legitimacy of Buyout Offer as Deadline Nears. So I believe this is the offer by President Trump of giving them a fixed amount of money or months worth of salary in exchange for their resignation. Let's move on to the most popular stories on the BBC at the moment. See what's going on down here. Met Police blitz to fight phone snatching scourge. I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When I was on my way home, Amanda phones me up each day on her way to work, and I was held up longer, as I invariably am, dealing with my mother's affairs. There's always more to do than I think. And she called me while I was out in the street, and I answered the phone. I said, look, Amanda, I can't talk to you in the street because I don't want someone coming next to me on one of these electric scooters and snatching my phone. That's what you've got to think about now. I didn't worry about that a year, two, 3 years ago, but this is yet another gift that our government gives to us with regard to our personal safety. Okay, then we've got state of emergency declared for Santorini after quakes. So fortunately, there hasn't been a big earthquake, which they're all scared of as of yet. People have been leaving, and that's the story that I have been following. And then is there anything else I can see here? Syrian refugees killed in Swedish gunman's attack on school. So that is one of the top 10 most read stories on the BBC. Finally, SAS unjustified in 1992 shooting of four IRA men. And that was took place when they opened fire in an ambush in County Tyrone back in 1992. Okay, let's go over and see what's going on in the independent media. So the top story on RT.com is Ukrainian kamikaze boat blown to smithereens. These Ukraine-Russia type stories off RT.com, I don't think they're a particularly reliable source, because RT will either say what a wonderful job they did attacking some Ukrainians, or what a dastardly attack some Ukrainians launched on their civilians. So I never heard about that when they killed 14,000 of the Russian-speaking civilians in Ukraine in, what was it, an eight-year period before Putin finally stepped in to protect these people. Yeah, very odd what's going on there. Why did he suddenly go in when he went in and didn't go in to help these people that were being slaughtered by supposedly their own government? Okay, let's move on to rents.com. Scroll down there. See what the headlines. It looks like there's been a lot of snow. I noticed this, a picture of Jeff walking through the snow. It's up to his knees. So that's real snow for you. I don't remember when we had snow up to our knees in this country, but we have had it. I remember as a child, my mother saying, right, you've got to wear two pairs of trousers and you've got to all these different things. So, yeah. Best thing about when you were snowed in when you were younger was you didn't have to go to school. That was great, wasn't it? His top story is Trump, US will take over Gaza, we'll own it. And that takes us to a Breitbart.com article. And when you look at the likes of AIPAC and Trump's comment that they controlled America, or American politics at least, when Trump says that America will be owning Gaza, who do you think ultimately will be owning Gaza? Something worth thinking about. And also, that if they came out and said that they would be owning Gaza rather than America by proxy and then calling it peacekeeping and stuff like that, it might not be digested so well or easy. How can I put it? It might not be as palatable to pass on to the general public as it would if they could say America are owning it. I've not known of Israel voluntarily giving up land in the past. They've merely gone and grabbed more and more and more. So why they would suddenly let this land go to America is a very odd about-face move from them, certainly when you look at their actions historically. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Keep my fingers crossed that some of these headlines that I saw yesterday that were of interest are still at the top. Ah, yes. This USAID that Donald Trump has shut off. Why did USAID grant $68 million to the World Economic Forum? And this apparently happened just in the last couple of years. Let's see, where does it say? Notice when the huge funding began, 2015, under Barack Hussein Obama. Recall, too, they all thought Hillary was getting in the next year. And he goes on about, oh, it's all the Democrats and stuff. Well, I don't believe that, but they certainly seem to, what they call it, join their wagon. That's not the right word, but they join their wagon more with the Democrat Party. But anyway, yeah, I found it very interesting. And there was other money I saw that was going to the likes of certain newspaper, mainstream media newspaper organisations in the United States. The Associated Press independent, but funded by the government. It also says the New York Times is government-funded media. So these are another couple of links from HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Well worth a look. I haven't seen them elsewhere. Okay, let's move on to EarthNewspaper.com, the Mark R. Elsis website. I'll just give Mark and Jeff Rentz a plug for carrying the shows that I do and give me a presence on both of their respective great websites. And I look at them every day, so I only do that with websites that I do appreciate. Okay, he's got up at the top the Greg Reese video that I mentioned. Trump claims the US will take ownership of Palestine. It's a Rumble link. It's 5 minutes long. That's the good thing about Greg Reese, is with a 5 minute video, you're more likely to sit and watch it. Whereas when it gets much longer than that, you're like, I just want to extract the audio and listen to that. Okay, let's move on to, what's the next one? Censored.news. I should remember all of these by now. They're in the same order. I go up them in reverse order. We've got the top story, as usual, is yesterday's Brighton broadcast news show. USAID unmasked smoking gun financial ties to illegal COVID bioweapons development in Wuhan. And then the second headline down, they've picked up the story from HalTurnerRadioShow.com about the Associated Press being funded by the government. So let's close out with our Before It's News top 10. And this is as at 3:20 p.m. here in London this Thursday, February the 6th, 2025. So what have we here? Number 10. Went up 9 hours ago, 141 people viewing. Juan O'Savin, Trump showdown and the sum of all fears. Number 9. Went up 14 hours ago, 156 people viewing. Mike King, Gitmo update. Big Q, Trump. The 60,000 man secret army. Wow. Number 8. Went up 12 hours ago, 162 people viewing. Breaking Gazara wealth transfer has officially begun 2025. And going back to Mike King's 60,000 man army, I suddenly remembered, what was it? Brian Mark Riggs' 150,000 men secret army. There's a book, I think, on Amazon. It's called Hitler's Jewish Soldiers. Might want to check that one out. Okay, number 7 went up 15 hours ago. 179 people viewing. Hang on, did I do number 8? Sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted myself. Number 8, went up 12 hours ago, 162 people viewing. Breaking, Gazara wealth transfer has officially begun 2025. Yes, I bet it has. Number 7, went up 15 hours ago, 179 people viewing. Juan O'Savin, 107 flawed. Trump Doge winning. I have absolutely no idea what that means. Number 6 went up 13 hours ago, 204 people viewing. New X-22 report, February the 5th, Trump's war on corrupt, Trump's big plan to use military 2025. Yes, and upon whom, we can only wonder. Number five went up 8 hours ago, 237 people viewing. Breaking Holy S4IT. Trump just exposed one DC secret that made the US Congress start panicking. Number four went up a day ago, 241 people viewing. Cliff High, emergency warning, I'm exposing the whole thing. Yes, well, I remember that was at number one yesterday, wasn't it? Down to number four. Okay, number three went up 9 hours ago, 293 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update, Elon Musk tariffs. Number two went up 16 hours ago, 296 people viewing. And we know Trump next phase, panic in DC, corrupt Dems exposed, non-corrupt POTUS cares. And number one went up 8 hours ago, 527 people viewing. Judy Byington unredacted. CIA about to get a Trump makeover. FBI agents commit treason by illegal walkout against President Trump. Special intel report. Okay, thank you for bearing with me for today's I'm Talking to You show, number 181, this Thursday, February the 6th, 2025, entitled Valuable Waterfront Property. I'll be back with you tomorrow, and until then, folks, thank you for listening, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.